Harrison Ford on Disney's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny box office bomb, Shit Happens. By Paul Bois on February 6, 2025. Harrison Ford had a somewhat off-color take regarding the poor box office performance of his last outing as Indiana Jones in Disney's Dial of Destiny. Speaking with the Wall Street Journal on his upcoming movie, Captain America, Brave New World, Harrison Ford said that he was overall happy to have made the fifth Indiana Jones movie, chalking its poor box office numbers down to Shit Happens. Shit Happens. I was really the one who felt there was another story to tell, he said. When Indy had suffered consequences of the life that he had to live, I wanted one more chance to pick him up and shake the dust off his ass and stick him out there, bereft of some of his vigor, to see what happened. I'm still happy I made that movie. As noted by Men's Journal, the fifth installment in the Indiana Jones franchise had a budget that reportedly ranged between $295 to $387 million. The film earned just $384 million worldwide, with reports suggesting that Disney took a $143 million loss. While critics of the film believed that Dial of Destiny suffered from a poor imagining of the titular hero in his old age, including an opening sequence that featured an underwhelming use of de-aging effects, and found the character Helena, played by British actress Phoebe Waller-Bridge, to be an unnecessary sidekick at best or an unwelcome distraction at worst, director James Mangold believed that audiences could not accept an older action hero. "You have a wonderful, brilliant actor, Ford, who's in his 80s, but his audience on one other level doesn't want their hero at that age," he told Deadline. "We made the movie. But the question is, how would anything have made the audience happy with that, other than having to start over again with a new guy?" Despite the setback, the Indiana Jones franchise received some new lifeblood in the video game market this past Christmas with the release of The Great Circle, a critical and commercial success that went number 2 in its first week of sales and earned a 9 rating on Steam and IGN. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.